podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Local media has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall.
Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Let's go. Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, KFGD 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri, AltRockRadio.ca, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, XRPRadio.co.uk, Birmingham, United Kingdom. I'm forgetting somebody, and they're right in front of me. There it is. RudaRooRadio.com, Ocean Beach, San Diego, California. And right here in the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania, we have Build the Scene Radio. It's buildthescene.com/radio. My name is Bill. This is episode number 614. Those of you that are familiar with Cody, you also know him as Demo Demon. But we're not really here for that tonight. So first of all, let's mention that if you look at the title, it says Next Ev, and some of you probably went to try and find out what that is and realized that it's not music. So you're probably going, what is going on here? Well, so Next Ev is a gaming media, would you say group?
Nerd culture group, I guess.
That is affiliate with our friends at First Angel Media. So I'm going to let Cody go ahead and give you a little rundown on what it is that they do, and then we'll get a little more in depth on the event that they're holding and why he's chatting with us tonight.
I'm Demo, Cody Howard, Next Ev Media. We are a nerd-focused central hub for just anime, gaming, movies, shows, anything like nerd stuff that has comics involved. You like Marvel, all that. We are right now just starting. We're only about 4 months old, but we do reviews on our site, thenextev.com. We do them on games and movies right now and some anime. We have a YouTube channel, everything like Twitter, blah, blah, blah. It's all /NextEvMedia. So we do a ton of Let's Plays on there, primarily me, but we do have other people that are working on videos that are going to be going on there soon, but we upload every single day on there. I believe it's 4 p.m. EST, and we're just getting started, and this weekend we're doing a big charity event for Extra Life. So, yeah.
So let's talk about Extra Life for a moment as I pop that address up on the screen. It's extra-life.org/team/60063 for those of you that aren't watching the video. It will be linked all over the show notes in case you would rather go to the website and click on it at buildthescene.com. So give us a little insight as to what Extra Life is and what they do.
Extra Life started in 2008. They are a fundraising company that is partnered up with Children's Miracle Hospital Network, which they support over 150 hospitals all around the United States. So essentially what it is it's gaming for charity, where on specific days of people's choosing, and there's an Extra Life game day on, I believe it's November 5th. Yes. Had to check the big poster over there. that you could do it all year round. You could sign up and start raising money. Anyone can do it. But what we mainly do is we stay up for 24 hours. Our team at least tries to do it twice a year for winter and summer, where we just stay up 24 hours from 7 a.m. one day to 7 a.m. the next day and play video games and try and keep ourselves awake and get goofy, so we can raise money to help kids who need surgeries, who have been in accidents or have medical disabilities or anything of the sorts. I believe 2020 alone, they raised $17 million just in 2020. Wow. But they've been going since 2008 and have raised over $87 million for Children's Miracle Network hospitals.
So it's almost like the old rock-a-thon where you sat in a rocking chair and rocked for 24 hours and got money for every hour you made it, except you guys get to live stream video games. What games will you guys be playing this weekend?
I have a draft list. We never have anything set in stone. We kind of just wing it. I do have some Lego Star Wars, so prepare to get hit with that copyright music during the stream. we got some Nickelodeon All-Stars Brawl. We got some Hot Wheels Unleashed. We got Castlevania, Halo.
I haven't played Castlevania in forever.
Oh, yeah. We got the whole collection over here. I believe one year, I think it was like 2 years ago or so, we spent the first 8 hours of the stream beating Castlevania 4 for Super Nintendo, and it was rough. So we kind of wing it and just kind of play what the room is in the mood for. We kind of just read the room and go, do we want something scary? Do we want something goofy? Do we want something competitive? And kind of go off of how we're feeling at that moment, usually.
Now, when you're playing something like Castlevania 4, are you playing on the original system, or are you playing a re-release?
Yeah.
So how can someone go about watching your live stream and making donations?
The donations, usually when we live stream, we usually are just on Twitch, but this year we're going to be on the NextEv YouTube. I believe the First Angel Media YouTube, or the normal Twitch channel, which would be twitch.tv/demodemon. So Demo Demon one every year. And the link down below, the team link, we will be linking the stream to that as well, so it'll connect with my Twitch. So if you go to the team link below, you can find not only the donation place, but you can also watch it there as well. And we are planning to have the stream set up on the website. I just got to get around to making that page. So you can watch it a ton of places. Donation link's always the same, though.
What's the oddest game you've ever played?
The oddest game I've ever played. See, I played a lot of odds, so I can't like name the oddest, but I can name a odd one.
Okay.
Which is an indie game that is definitely not licensed and definitely not copyrighted by Nickelodeon at all. One of the recent ones was Mr. Krabs overdoses on ketamine and dies.
What?
So that's one. There's a speedrunning category for it. I'm trying to beat that. You have to collect a bunch of ketamine and overdose, and you win.
Okay, then.
But you're Mr. Krabs. it's terrible, but it's fun.
What's your favorite game that you've played that people probably have never heard of, other than that one.
Other than that one, my favorite game of all time, probably, because it's getting to that age where I don't know, like the Zoomers haven't played it. Castlevania Symphony of the Night. It's my favorite game ever made.
Okay, did you say the Zoomers?
Yeah, I was like, Zoomers don't know what Castlevania is.
I don't even know what a Zoomer is. I know what Castlevania is. What's a Zoomer?
I think it's like, I know there's like Boomers, there's Millennials, which I believe I'm like in that Millennial group. And then there's like Zoomers, which are like the kids born in like 2005 or something like that. I think they call them Zoomers because it's like zoomed in technology. Like they grew up on technology that we didn't have.
Okay. I am whatever is before the millennial.
I think it's Boomer.
No, that's my parents.
Yeah. I don't know. I get these things mixed up. I was like, kids don't know what Castlevania is nowadays.
I remember we used to play the original Castlevania on the NES. It was NES, right?
Yeah.
Because I also had an Atari 2600 and a Sega Genesis and... Wow, what else did I have? I had Pong.
You have the little like paddle sticks where you had to rotate them.
Yes. In my defense, it was my parents, but I played it. Wow, what else did I have back? I mean, I had There's a PlayStation 1 in my closet.
I have a mini PlayStation 1 that is allegedly modded.
Okay, I got that. There were air quotes there for you that are listening and not watching.
There's allegedly games on there that shouldn't be on there. Allegedly.
Man, I really kind of just stopped gaming. I mean, I used to.
Shame.
I mean, I still play Diablo 3 occasionally, but that's really it.
Diablo 3 is pretty good. I got it at Diablo 2 remastered recently. So
my wife and my son bought it, and it won't play on either of their machines.
Oh, wow.
It will play on my new laptop that has a fingerprint reader. Follow that? Yeah.
It's accurate.
That's you have to put your fingerprint, put your finger on there to get in. You can't get in otherwise. I was on the NextEv page and I saw the meme about being in heaven and all the games that are available, and they were all sports games. And
just kidding. Welcome to hell.
Yeah. So I'm thinking back to the original NHL game, and you know, they have all the years since. And the first year the San Jose was in the league, there was this rumor that if you won the Stanley Cup with San Jose, there was this big celebration you would see. And that's probably what ruined gaming for me, because it was really hard to win with San Jose. And my best friend and I spent a ton of time, and we finally did it, and there was nothing.
Yeah. You just get a score and good self-accomplishment. Yeah. You just pat above the back. You're like, we did it, team.
Yeah.
No trophies.
Yeah. We played that a lot. We played on Baseball Stars, which you probably that was on the NES. Wow. Hey,
sports games that I like were anything with jam in the name. If the ball catches on fire somehow, I'm into it.
I did play those. See, now you have me thinking back. Every system, my mom had a game that she got hooked on, and she'll deny it to this day. But we would always want to play, and she would be playing it. On the Atari 2600, it was River Raid. On the NES, it was Tetris.
Tetris is good.
On the Sega Genesis, it was Dr. Mario, which was basically Tetris except pills.
Yeah.
It
was like Columns or something, but Mario.
Yeah, and that's kind of where it stopped.
I think for me and Atari-wise, it's Frogs and Flies.
My favorite Atari game was probably Berserker.
It was E.T. Berserker. Yeah, no. Berserker's a popular one.
I hated E.T. Hated E.T. You had to send away to get it, and then to this day, I still don't know how to play it.
I think it's a collectathon, really. Like, you just got to go around and collect spaceship parts, and then go to a certain area of the map and you win.
Probably my second favorite game was Pitfall.
Oh, yeah. Pitfall is great.
See, I did game, just nothing recent.
Pitfall's still relevant, right?
In college, it was Diablo, Diablo 2. Aging myself there a little bit, but
like Diablo 3 is like, it's still new, but it's like it's getting old because it came out in 2012 today. This May next month, it'll be 10 years of Diablo 3.
Well, you know, because it's on the cloud, they're constantly changing and upgrading, and which is why my son loves it. We got all three of my kids playing it, which I probably shouldn't admit because he's 13 and the girls are 11. But the girls really weren't into it at all, and it kind of ignited something in my son. He's now playing Overwatch and all these other games. And
Blizzard games.
Yeah. not just Blizzard, but that's the one that stuck in my head because that's what he was talking to me the whole way home from trumpet practice about, and I don't understand any of it because I've never played it. He's upset.
It's labeled under Hero Shooter, so we're yeah.
He's there's
it's another love hate thing with people.
I'm trying to think. It might be that one. Is Overwatch the one where like the there's a tank characters and or is that something else he's playing? It's probably something else.
That sounds like a variety of games, but yes, there are tank characters. They're class based. They call it the Hero Shooter because there's classes, but each there's like multiple characters in each class, and it's like 5v5 or something, and or arena shooter. But each character has their own ability, so that's why they call it a hero.
What he was upset about today, I really wish I could remember which game it was, is that they are in the process of writing it so that you can only have one tank on a team at a time instead of having a...
I was about to say, because I know on Overwatch, when you pick a character, if you're the first to that character, no one on your team can pick that character. But I know they could pick other types of characters from those classes. So
it may be Overwatch. One of them is a tank that's a gorilla.
Yeah, that sounds accurate. I think his name is Winston or something. Maybe I'm crazy.
Yes, yes, yes. So it is Overwatch that he was telling me about.
Because I know Bastion's a robot and he's a tank. I know there's the gorilla and there's Tracer, the British girl who rewinds time.
Then there's a Genji, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a
ninja.
Like a ninja character. There's like a really edgy emo guy that I can't remember his name off the bat. God, everyone makes fun of him. I can't remember his name.
But yeah, Aiden. I say his name on here all the time. He a true Prime 8 tank. Sean is from Prime 8, if you say that fast. Prime 8.
Sean is how pretty much I met everybody I ever met. If I never met Sean, I would have never met anybody that I work with today.
Wait, say that one more time because you broke up.
If I would have never met Sean from Prime 8, I probably wouldn't be here. I would have never met anybody that I've ever worked with if it wasn't for him.
My next door neighbor does gaming streaming. He plays right now. He's playing Gran Turismo 7. He did some.
Oh yeah, that's a Miller Time game.
Yes,
isn't it?
yes. Oh yeah, you came in that one night.
Yeah.
He before that he was doing I can't think. It was a golf simulator, and I can't remember the name of it. But he had a big golf simulator set up in his living room, and he was live streaming it. Which was really cool, but it's not over there anymore.
Yeah, I remember he was telling me about that on the stream. He was like, oh, yeah, for you guys that like watching like golf simulation. I was like, how do you play golf simulation? And he's like, oh, yeah, you really golf. And he like hits his wall with a pad on his wall with a golf ball.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, my God, that's insane.
Yeah, there was a sensor in the floor that measured what his club was doing. Projector putting the course up in front of him, and I've been over there when he was playing it in person, but watching it on the stream was really, really cool. I actually helped him set up some of the cameras and things when he was doing it that way. But Sean says that you and Prime 8 should do a show together. We'll pop that up there.
Yeah, I know he asked me to do one like late last year to early this year, and I think he mentioned it to me. I just can't remember what the date was, so I'm sure he would have reminded me. But I know he asked me to be on one and to stay at his place afterwards because it was a bit away or something. I can't recall. But yes, we need to do a show again. I need to study up and brush up and get it. And get angry. I need the demo out.
I can't remember who said it, but we were talking about you one time, and they said that they can't believe that you're the same person on the demo demon recordings
I get that a lot. That's what I like, the unassuming nature of it.
We are going to play a demo Demon song later in the show. It's Revolution featuring Nine Stitch Method, which is the Yeti and Patrick McIlravey.
Yeah,
It is not the Yeti that is on the podcast with the American Hill Jack. Two different Yetis. Can never find a Yeti, but I know a bunch of them.
I've seen Yeti get in his smacked face, mock the roof, a pack of gushers before, and it was the greatest moment of my life. Maybe I'll turn that song off to tell that story.
Okay.
You gotta remind me, though. It's the greatest story.
If someone wanted to get into the streaming gaming online, what are the steps? Like, I know what I needed to get set up to do this live streaming. I know there's a lot of crossover. I'm sure you're using OBS probably.
Yeah.
But what like for the very basics, what would you use?
If you're going as bare minimum as possible, it's never been as easy as it is in today's age, because newer modern systems, starting from a PS4 and Xbox One to the PS5 and Xbox Series X, have built-in streaming. You just plug your Xbox or PS headset into your controller, or if you have wireless like me, boom, there you go. There's literally a button that you could just go to a dashboard and go to a satellite and go to Twitch and hit go live, and you can set up everything from the console if you're going as bare basics. I know Anthony from NextEv and Gruesome Gazette. He does that. He streams from his PS4. He plays a lot of Dead by Daylight, and he only uses his PlayStation headset and his console to do it. But you can hook up webcams and stuff to the USB ports in these systems, and I don't know about PlayStation 100%, but I know on Xbox, if you have a free USB slot, you could stick a webcam in there and use that as well. And if you're upgrading from that, I recommend going the Elgato route. A lot of people like to do Razer and stuff. I like to use Elgato. I'm an Elgato fanboy. I got an Elgato Stream Deck and HD 60S, which that's the one I'm recommended for streaming. I think it's $80 to $100 for an HD 60S. Because they're coming out with newer models, so the older ones that I use are getting cheaper. And yeah, microphones. There's some $80 microphones up online on Amazon. I'm sure you could find them and get a basic little rig going. You can connect webcam to PS4 as well, says Anthony. All right. Yeah, I wasn't completely sure because I haven't owned a PS4 in many years. But yeah, it's easier than ever. The only downside is, like, if you're using the Elgato, yeah, you could hook it up to a laptop.
The Elgato is a HDMI connection, right?
Yeah, it's HDMI. It's one in, one output, and a USB side connector that hooks into your PC. So it's out from console into device, in from device out to TV and out to PC. So you can have, like, view your game and have it on the thing on the same time. So, yeah, it's pretty easy to make setups now. PCs, though, thanks to the plague, are getting more expensive than ever because parts are going crazy because everybody's, like, you know, everybody was stuck at home. A good bit of people are back to working now, but there's still people that are stuck at home, and PC parts are going off the shelves like crazy and going more up, up, and up in price because supply and demand. So everybody's building a PC now because everybody's, like, a majority of people, not everybody now, are stuck at home still. So, yeah.
I experienced that when I purchased my camera right there. And it's just a Logitech C922X.
Yeah, I think you told me about that because I told you I used the C920 for the longest time. I upgraded recently. I can't remember to what that. I think I'm using like a sponsor camera, but I'm not entirely sure. I have too many webcams.
But we couldn't find them forever because, you know, when all the schools went virtual, people were buying them up, And then I found one. I think I paid like $150 for it, which is like a 50% up charge. Because they're only $99.99, but I needed it. I also got a free one. I can't remember the brand name. It's at school sitting on a shelf. I did a review of it. They gave it to me. No one else has asked me to do a review after that one. I think I might have been too honest. You'll notice I'm not using it.
Yeah, I've reviewed a few cameras, and I think I reviewed one microphone and like two or three cameras, something like that. I mean, sponsor wise, yeah, but in my free time, I've done more than that.
I don't even remember what the name of the camera was. It's definitely, I see it every day at school. It's just sitting there. I took it there to use it at school. I don't even use it there. I tell you what, why don't you tell us a little bit about the song Revolution, and we'll listen to it, and we'll come back and you can tell your story about the Yeti and Gushers.
Revolution's very political. We were making an EP out of it, but just like everything got in the way, so we never finished that, and it probably won't ever be finished. But the idea behind like that starting song and like the idea of it going to the end, or at least my idea anyway, because I pitched it to Pat when we were making it, was everybody wants things to change and like burn it down, the government sucks, blah blah blah. But like, I'm sitting here and I'm very much a realist, and I'm like, yes, well, that would be nice. My personal beliefs, and I'm not going to get all political on it, but our country is too cowardly to burn it all down, and nothing's going to change, and it's all going to remain the same forever. And that's the shitty realistic view of it. And if you want to do something, now's the time to do it. If we ain't going to do anything, then it's just going to be over for this point.
Okay, then. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to listen to Revolution, and we'll be right back with Cody Howard and talk a little bit more about Extra Life and Next Ev.
Let's go. fair. You don't want to know the truth, cause I'll never your spit and send it right back to you. You pretend to understand what you stand for is a lie. Just run a data smart up, how about to suffer and die? The world is full of hypocrites and people lie. They just want to borderline the innocence and victimize. Buckle up, it's gonna be a wild ride. I got an agenda to leave you all scared and traumatized. You're not ready for what I'm sending above, but say enough is enough, but clear we're out of touch. Not enough to pay bills, just enough to pay rent. If you wanna go and get it, they're always watching the skies. They just wanna watch you work until the day that you die. Fuck that, I'm not a cog in the system. You wanna kill me, but killing me is a mission. Rise up if you wanna stay alive. Get born, go to school, go to work, then you die.
Hey, so you just heard from Prime 8 and their song Empty on the Inside, and right after that, from our guest, Demo Demon, featuring Nine Stitch Method, you heard Revolution. We have a couple more minutes here with Cody before I let him go off into the evening. So you mentioned a story about Yeti from Nine Stitch Method getting hit by Mach 1 gushers, which...
Okay.
It's a little intriguing.
I love this. Everyone likes when I tell the story because they're like, oh, your nuances, you play it up so well. Because like when I very much talk with my hands and I mimic things. So this was in Ohio. I can't remember the exact place, but we were doing Devil's Weekend in Ohio. I believe the Crazies invited me. And we had a few brutal business acts on there. It was like a 2-day in the middle of nowhere at this bar, camping out, partying thing. And it was middle of the first day, I believe. Pat and Yeti get there, and they get into the Crazies tent, and they're setting up merch. And Pat's still unpacking, like, speakers and guitars. And Yeti sits down in this chair in this tent, and Pat gets like a box of gushers from the car. I don't know why he had them, but he had them
because he has kids.
yeah, that makes sense. I just like to think he materialized this pack of gushers. it makes for a better story.
Summoned them.
Yeah, so he's holding these gushers, and he's walking. And he takes one, and he's across, like, a field. And there's just this big, whole empty field, and the cars are out parked in the parking space areas. And, we're in the middle of nowhere. And he gets this pack of gushers. He goes, Yeti, catch! And he throws this pack of gushers. Now, I was standing in the field, just kind of, like, taking in the environment. So I was the only one here who got to see it in its full glory. This pack of gushers from leaving his pitcher's hand had beelined. It had no bullet drop. It stayed in the same like axis of space and time. And it was just beeline this way. There was no fall. There wasn't, like, he didn't throw it up in the air and it curved. It stayed the straight way, and Yeti looks up, and I'm over here. I'm like, just looking, eye tracking this thing. Yeti looks up, and it just smacked dead, boom, right in the bridge of his nose.
Oh,
from across this field, and his head cocks back. Like,
man,
he's sitting in the chair. He looks up from when Pat yells catch, and his head just goes, tah! And he goes, oh! And he just starts yelling, and everyone's like, "What happened?" And I ran into 10. I was like, Pat just mocked 3 gushers across the field. It was amazing." And Yeti was in pain for 20 minutes. It was beautiful.
I definitely would add a nosebleed. Mach 3 gushers, I would have gushed.
It is the one of my greatest memories of, like, any show. Is just seeing this, like, pack of gushers defy gravity and not, like, lose speed or drop at all. Like, Newton would be like, "I need to rewrite my whole theory on gravity right now." If you've seen this,
yeah, because, you know, you have drag and you have acceleration and you have gravity, and it's supposed to curve.
Yeah, and I was amazed that it came across, like, half this field without, like, dropping at all and just hit dead center, like, the between his eyes.
All right, so I'm going to ask you 2 Pennsylvania Rock Show type questions, and I'm going to let you go.
All right.
Okay, the first one is, what is the best pizza you've ever had because you're a musician?
Probably the Vicelli's down the street from me. They serve the like, when I think pizza, my standard for pizza is I want 80s Ninja Turtles cheese falling off the sides, grease, and just filth. I want that. That's my pizza. And Vicelli's does that for me. They make the meltiest cheese where it's like mozzarella sticks, but on a pizza without the breading.
Vicelli's and I didn't speak for a long time. Because I'll tell you that story off the air. But I finally gave in, but it was probably like 2.5 years.
They've never done me wrong.
Well, it wasn't an issue with the food. It was an issue with a delivery and what they refused to admit. Which is, I'll go with that on the air. And the other question is, and I probably have asked you this question, but it's the official Build a Scene question, which is, who is your Dave Grohl? In other words, what musicians do you want to go up on stage with and play one of their originals?
Ooh, boy. It'd probably have to be maybe one of my top 3 favorite bands. I don't know, like Linkin Park, Thousand Foot Crutch, or Breaking Benjamin. Or if I had to do rap, I guess like Tech N9ne, Mike Shinoda, JJ Demon. One of theirs, maybe.
It's a tough question to narrow down.
Yeah. So I'm just like, it would be in that ballpark. That's all. I'm terrible at picking tops. I'll have to make a chart and like scientifically analyze it if I am to answer that.
All right. So this show is going to be on my website and on Build a Scene Friday, which means you have Friday to get everybody to come watch your stream. So give them the information on where they need to go, what times they need to be there.
Yes. And your Anthony says Ice 9 Kills. That's a good one too.
You start at 7 a.m. on Saturday. Is that correct?
Yeah. I will be awake at 6. To make sure that everything is set up and smooth, like an hour beforehand. So I'm going to wake up at 6 a.m. So I get the extra hour that other people aren't going to have. And that sucks for me. So 7 a.m. Saturday, April 16th to Easter Day, 7 a.m. on the 17th, Sunday. So
now, is everybody going to be at your place, or are the game, like, are you playing against each other through the cloud?
We're all, like, all the participants are practically just going to be here. We're all just going to be in, we're going to be in this room. Tonight I'm moving the couch in here, so you can see I kind of got some chairs laid out already for extra people. And this is the camera. It's going to be pointed over there. A TV is going to be over here, and we're going to be all mic'd up with one or two mics and just have people rotate in and out, and whoever's not gaming is like talking to each other, talking about business, joking around, blah, blah, blah. And people who are sitting on the couch with the microphones in their face are playing and commentating about what they're playing. And it's just that for 24 hours.
All right, before we get out of here, I do have the nextev.com to throw up on the screen. And all of your social media is linked there. I believe they can watch your Twitch through there as well, right?
Yeah. We have the profiles of all the different users on the nextev.com. If you go to Demo Demon 1, you get Demo Demon streams, mainly the 24-hour one that we're going to do this Saturday. And all of our other stream partners and writers, we have just stuff, profiles for them and, like, team page to show everyone that works there, stuff like that. So yeah, I'll try to communicate more this time, says Anthony.
And then one more time extra-life.org/team/60063, and as I said, it'll be linked on the show notes as well. I know you originally set a goal of $500. And you've already met that goal.
Yeah.
So before you went live.
750. Yeah.
So now you have it up to 750.
Yeah.
And if you meet that early enough, you'll raise it again, right?
If we reach the 750, because we're going to have the two streams, and it's all the same calculative, like accumulative, should I say, amount of money from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. So we have all year to raise this, but if we can, like, raise it as soon as we can, you know, it looks better, it is better. Like, I got Extra Life shirt on right now, and for just raising 500, I got a silver medal from last year that I have not really taken out of the bag. If we already got the silver medal for this year that they'll give us next year, and if we raise 1,000, we get a gold medal, and I'll hang it up on the wall and be like, here's our team medal to show off to people that visit and be like, we do charity stuff, woo.
All right, so I didn't have this banner prepared, but you mentioned it earlier. It's demodemon.bandcamp.com, correct?
Yeah.
This has been episode 614 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. I want to thank Cody for hanging out with me, especially last minute. I didn't have anybody scheduled for this week, just to explain why it was last minute. I didn't have anybody scheduled because my daughter had surgery earlier in the week, and I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to fit it in, but she's doing really well. So I was like, you know what? This is perfect time. It lines up with what Cody's doing, and I sent him a message, and he was like, absolutely. So I want to thank you for coming on last minute with me.
Anything to promote myself.
And everyone else, make sure you check out thenextev.com and First Angel Media, which is where Cody and I link, and also Build a Scene, of course, because, you know, we have three different shows that go through there and our radio station that you should always check out. Once again, this has been episode number 614. My name is Bill. When you hear John American Hill Jack Lane telling you how to subscribe, leave comments, and other things, you'll know that the show has ended. If you're listening on one of the stations that plays the show, it is not time for you to leave. Hang out, listen to all that unsigned music, and who knows, maybe you'll find your next favorite band to check out. We'll see you next time. Time I see my face, not like me.
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best on-sign rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.